One very serious legacy of the Nazi regime in Germany is the unaccounted-for art looted and hidden away, stolen from the collections of people killed or scattered in the Holocaust. The art scattered far from home, some recovered, some not, 16,000 looted pieces in all. And now we learn that 1,500 pieces worth perhaps $1 billion was found in Germany in the hands of a collector in Munich. The art was actually discovered 2 years ago, but the scale of the find and its astounding location right in Germany were only made public over the weekend. With us is Jonathan Petropoulos, John V. Kruhl, Professor of European History at Claremont McKenna College. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Hello, I'm glad to be with you.
How important is this find, and how astounded are you that it was in Munich?
It's an extraordinarily important find, perhaps even unprecedented. I think all of us are surprised to find these 1,500 artworks now over 60 years after the end of the war. That it is in Munich is not so surprising to me. Munich was a center of the art trade during the Third Reich, and then a center for a network of old Nazi art dealers after the war. And so if it was going to be anywhere in Germany, in my opinion, it would most likely be in Munich.
What was the commerce in these 1,500 pieces? Was it being quietly collected by someone who just wanted to own them, or was it being resold, this collection, to places around the world?
Well, it's really an extraordinary story. The 1,500 artworks, as best we know right now, and the news of these artworks broke this weekend in Europe, and we're still trying to learn more about exactly what these paintings are and where they came from. But apparently 300 of them were from German state collections. They were purged in 1937, 1938 by the Nazis as part of their so-called degenerate art action. And the paintings, the artworks, were given to four different art dealers, and one of them is the person who acquired these works. His name is Hildebrand Gurlitt, and he's an especially interesting figure because he was Jewish, according to Nazi racial laws, yet he collaborated, if you will, with the Nazis. And so 300 are from the German state collections museums. 1,200, we think, were looted from German and other European Jews. And Gurlitt not only helped the Nazis liquidate these works from the state collections, but he was an art agent for Hitler as Hitler created his Führer Museum. And Gurlitt traveled throughout Europe and had special dispensation. And he evidently bought many of these works from Jews under duress and from middlemen. And so we believe that many of these works are stolen assets from European Jews. And so what happened at war's end, Gurlitt was in Dresden, and as we all know, Dresden was bombed by the Americans and the British. And after the war, Gurlitt told the American authorities that all his art and all his papers were destroyed. He lost everything.
Wow.
And he went through denazification, but because he was Jewish, because he had been a proponent of modernism, he'd always been a great advocate for artists like Ernst Ludwig Kirchner and Franz Marc and Max Beckmann, whose works are represented in this hoard, they let him off, and he went back into the art trade, and he died in a car crash in 1956, unexpectedly, and so his son moved in or took over the collection, and that's the person who we're dealing with now. His name is Cornelius Gurlitt, and he's about 80 years old, and he was really an extraordinary, eccentric character. Cornelius Gurlitt lived completely off the grid in Germany.
Wow.
He didn't register with the police, which you're obliged to do by German law. He didn't pay taxes. He didn't collect a pension. He evidently just lived by selling off these artworks one by one.
Unbelievable.
The
collection and the sale is really a story, an untold story of World War II and the Holocaust. Remind us of some of the artists who are in this collection before we go. Picasso, Chagall, Matisse, among others.
Exactly. And we're just learning today from European sources that there's some old masters mixed into the group as well. There's a Durer, there's some other paintings too from Dresden. But you know, it's being valued at over $1 billion, and it's a truly sensational find. One thing that's just
actually, we're going to have to leave it there, Jonathan, but your enthusiasm is infectious. Jonathan Petropoulos, John V. Kruhl, Professor of European History at Claremont McKenna College, on a $1 billion find of looted art objects from Nazi Germany.